Hi, and welcome back to our latest episode of BRF Shots on Us. As most of you are now most likely aware, Shots on Us is our shorter episodes to whet your appetite and get you ready for a full-fledged main course of an episode next week. This week's episode is an experiment of sorts. We have taken a segment from our long-form episode last week, the word for which was pasta. And this segment is a particularly interesting walk through this wonderfully satirical world of pastafarianism. So take a listen, enjoy, and yeah, we hope you like it. Speaking of senses of humor about pasta, so have you heard of this religion or this, I don't know, I don't want to offend like a whole bunch of people and they come after us with pitchforks, but I'm going to say pseudo-religion called pastafarianism. So pastafarianism, in 2005, a gentleman called Bobby Henderson with a great sense of humor, he was only 24 at the time, sent an open letter regarding the flying spaghetti monster to the Kansas State Board of Education. Why did he do this? So this was set against the backdrop of the Kansas evolution hearings. There are a series of hearings held in Topeka, Kansas, in the United States, by the Kansas State Board of Education and its State Board Science Hearing Committee. None of these are important. What you need to know is they wanted to change how evolution and the origin of life would be taught in the state's public high school science classes. And this is something that's ongoing. You know, this is in that particular state. It's a topic of contention because things have been proposed, they've been retracted, they've been amended. It's a mess. It's a huge mess. Okay. But the hearings raised the issues of creation and evolution in public education and were attended by all major participants in the intelligent design movement, which basically means it's just a summary of that is that God created us. That's what the movement purports. Now, let me set the stage for you. The Kansas evolution hearings, okay, were happening around 2005. What are they, you ask, because you don't know? They were held by the Kansas State Board of Education, and they basically wanted to change how evolution and the origin of life was taught in the state's public high school science classes. So obviously a very touchy topic, especially in a state where religion, where Christianity is so deep-rooted. So the whole issue is quite contentious in on its own. And then enter Bobby Henderson, a 24-year-old, at the time, he was a physics graduate. He sent an open letter regarding the flying spaghetti monster. Yes, that's correct. You heard me right. The flying spaghetti monster to the Kansas State Board of Education. I won't read the whole letter out. I recommend you go read it. But basically, he just satirized creationism by professing his belief that whenever a scientist carbon dates an object, a supernatural creator that closely resembles spaghetti and meatballs is there, changing the results with his noodly appendage. Henderson argued that his beliefs were just as valid as intelligent design and called for equal time in science classrooms alongside intelligent design and evolution. The letter was sent prior to the hearings as an argument against the teaching of intelligent design in biology classes. So basically it came down to evolution versus creationism and, you know, just Bobby Henderson inserting himself in there with his great sense of humor. So he described himself as a concerned citizen representing more than 10 million others. Basically atheists, apparently, and argued that intelligent design and his belief that the universe was created by a flying spaghetti monster were equally valid.
I'm buying it, to be honest.
I do too. I think around the time when I was in college, which is around, you know, just shortly after this happened, it was all the rage. Everybody who even minutely subscribed to atheism was like, oh, I'm part of the church of FSM now. Yeah, I'm pastafarian. Put a colander on my head and that's it. That's me for life. Because that's apparently one of the things that the followers do is put a colander upside down over their head as a hat. So, yeah.
There has been thought put into it. You can't deny that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is, as you'll see from some of my descriptions of how the law has reacted to it, it is definitely satire. It's not, you know, created completely in entirety on its own. It's created as satire of Christianity, very clearly, as you will soon find out. So in May 2005, having received no reply from the Kansas State Board of Education, I wonder why, he posted the letter on his website and it gained significant public interest, obviously, hashtag the internet. Shortly thereafter, pastafarianism became an internet phenomenon and he received responses from the board members. So three members of the board, all of whom opposed the amendments, responded positively to pastafarianism. A fourth board member responded with the comment, "It is a serious offense to mock God, which was to be expected. And since then, it's gained a huge amount of followership, apparently garnering tens of millions of hits on his website and over 60,000 pieces of fan mail. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the gospel. Okay, now the gospel elaborates on Pastafarian beliefs and practices. The gospel includes a creation myth, a set of 8 I'd really rather you didn'ts, which mark the commandments, I'm assuming, and guide to evangelizing and discusses history and lifestyle from a Pastafarian perspective. And this was in March 2006. It's September of 2005, before he received an advance to write the gospel, a Pastafarian member, clearly all of these are extremely creative people, known as Solipsi, announced the beginning of a project to collect texts from fellow Pastafarians to compile into, quote, the loose canon, the holy book of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Loose canon.
Yeah. And one of the quotes from it is blasphemous, but I will say it nonetheless. It says, "Since you have done a half-ass job, you will receive half an ass." The great pirate Solomon grabbed his ceremonial scimitar and struck his remaining donkey, cleaving it in two. And it's attributed to Slackers 151-52.
I really want to know, what are the festivals they celebrate?
Since October 2008, the local chapter of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster has sponsored an annual convention called Skepticon. And it's in the campus of the Missouri State University. So they don't necessarily have like religious festivals. They do satirize already existing religious festivals. For instance, they have a festival called Ramadan, where they only eat ramen and they end their prayers with the phrase ramen.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. Blasphemous to say the least, but creative, you know, it makes you
hilarious.
Yeah. And another quote from the loose canon that I'd like to put in here. It says, "I'm the flying spaghetti monster. Thou shalt have no other monsters before me." In brackets, afterwards is okay. Just use protection. "The only monster who deserves capitalization is me. Other monsters are false monsters, undeserving of capitalization." So, yeah. Ooh. Now, just to wrap things up, the final judgment in November 2005, the Kansas State Board of Education voted to allow criticisms of evolution, including language about intelligent design, as part of testing standards. And then promptly on February 13, 2007, the board voted to reject the amended science standards enacted in 2005. So, yeah. Still a raging battle.
Oh, wow. No, oh, I love that. I love that. It has everything I want from a religion. Good food, great puns.
Mm.
What more do you want?
Yeah.
And that was Pastafarianism. If you enjoyed the episode that you just heard, I highly recommend that you go and check out the full-length episode from last week. There is a whole bunch of little bits of information that is just absolutely interesting, including the history of pasta, which is fascinating to say the least, and was news to both Char and me. Legal wars around pasta, which is too bizarre for us to make up, I swear. And creepypasta, which if you know what it is, you absolutely have to go check out the episode. And if you don't know what it is, then you absolutely, absolutely have to go and check out the episode. Yeah, it's interesting and it's nostalgic. I'm going to leave it at that and let you make what you do of it. There's also a little bit on Thomas Jefferson, and you need to listen to the episode to find out how he fits into the world of pasta. Talking about the world of pasta, there is also a little bit about exciting new developments in the world of pasta shapes as we know them today. So take a listen, and if you like the episode, like always, review, share, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram. We love hearing from our listeners. It totally makes our day, and we will see you next time with a brand new word and a brand new episode. Until then, guys.